Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Gene Keys, Embracing Your Higher Purpose, by Richard Rudd. Narrated by Jennifer M. Dixon. Foreword. Welcome to The Gene Keys. This book is an invitation to begin a new journey in your life. Regardless of outer circumstances, every single human being has something beautiful hidden inside them. The sole purpose of the Gene Keys is to bring that beauty forth, to unveil your incandescence, the eternal spark of genius that sets you apart from everyone else. Recent breakthroughs in biology point towards an amazing truth. Your DNA, the coiled code that has made you who you are today, is not in control of your destiny. Rather, it is your general attitude to life that tells your DNA what kind of person you want to become. This means that every thought, feeling, word, and action that you make in life is imprinted in every single cell of your body. Negative thoughts and emotions cause your DNA to contract, whereas positive thoughts and emotions cause it to expand and relax. This process is going on all the time, from the moment you come into the world to the moment you leave. You alone are the architect of your evolution. When you fully embrace the implications of this truth, then your journey has begun. Even if you continue no further, this truth can transform your life. It is reflected in the lives of all the great saints and spiritual teachers throughout history, that inside each of us lies vast potential and beauty, and it is limited only by the way we see ourselves and the world around us. Our planet is in the midst of a vast transition in which humanity is playing the central role. A great quantum leap is in the air. The Gene Keys offer us a vision of a very different world than the one we see today. They show us a world where human beings are governed by higher principles such as love, forgiveness, and freedom. Such a world is not a dream. It is the next stage of our natural evolution, and it depends upon each of us unlocking the higher purpose that lies hidden in our DNA. I hope as you enter and explore the wonderful labyrinth of the Gene Keys that they will ignite the spark of your highest potential and that you will embrace the beauty of your personal dream and allow it to grow inside you. And as your higher purpose begins to impact those you love and the world around you, may you join your genius with all of us who dare to dream of a higher and better world, and together let us make that dream a reality. Richard Rudd. How to use this book. The Gene Keys teachings are designed as an open system that you can explore in a wide variety of ways. Unlike many teachings, they are a self-teaching transmission that awakens within you rather than a structure imposed from the outside through a set discipline or teacher. In this sense, the Gene Keys are an adventure that you can tailor to your own life, moving at your own pace and trusting in your intuition and imagination. Contemplation. The great potential of the Gene Keys as a teaching is to awaken a powerful new creative impulse inside you, and as you follow this impulse, you begin to witness the emergence of your genius. The central technique that makes this possible is contemplation. Contemplation is something of a forgotten spiritual path. Unlike meditation, it does not completely bypass the mind, rather it uses the mind in a playful way to open new inner pathways inside our brain and body. It is through sustained gentle contemplation on the Gene Keys that we can affect subtle changes in our biochemistry. The Gene Keys are designed to be contemplated and digested over time. Each key contains a unique message, and each message takes time to absorb before you feel a change occurring in your life. Contemplation is far more than simply thinking about something. It is the direct imbibing of a universal truth at a physical, emotional, and mental level. Therefore, it is a good idea to begin your voyage into the Gene Keys with a sense of relaxedness and patience. To enter on a path of contemplation is to slow down inwardly, in order that you begin to see things around you more clearly. A Codebook of Consciousness. The Gene Keys are a new codebook of consciousness. To apply them directly to your life, you need to know which codes apply specifically to you and how. All biological codes are imprinted at specific times, and those times can tell us a great deal about you. When you hear the introduction to the Gene Keys, you will learn about your hologenetic profile. Your profile is calculated from the time, date, and place of your birth and can be accessed free online at genekeys.com. Once you have your hologenetic profile, your journey of contemplation begins in earnest, as it highlights specific gene keys that have a powerful bearing on your purpose, your relationships, and your prosperity. Treading the Golden Path. Your hologenetic profile invites you into a deeply personal voyage through the gene keys. Certain sequences of gene keys, imprinted at your birth, unlock doorways of awakening inside you, and as you contemplate them and apply their teachings to your everyday life, you may feel a new spirit coming alive in you. There are three sequences. The activation sequence, discovering your genius through the four prime gifts, the Venus sequence, opening your heart in relationships, the Pearl sequence, attaining prosperity through service. Taken as a single integrated journey, these sequences are collectively referred to as the Golden Path. As you contemplate the message in the Gene Keys, you can pay special attention to those gene keys that comprise the sequences of your golden path. A full understanding of each sequence and its bearing on your life can be found on the website www.genekeys.com through the Golden Path Program. This program is a step-by-step journey of deep contemplation into the forces that make you who you are. As you tread your golden path of contemplation through your sequences and their gene keys, considering and applying them in the light of your life, you will discover that you are treading a path of very powerful transformation. The Gene Keys as a creative companion. There are many other ways to use the Gene Keys. You might like to use the book like an oracle, in the spirit of the original I Ching. You can start to listen at a random place in response to a question you have or a challenge you are facing. At such times, the Gene Key you find yourself hearing often has an uncanny knack of highlighting the hidden essence of the issue. However you choose to use the Gene Keys book, it is intended as an ongoing creative companion, rather than a book that you listen to and then discard. Because the Gene Keys are an open system, you are invited to invent new ways of using them or adapting them in your life. The most important thing is to use your imagination and enjoy your journey. Introduction. Part 1. Unlocking the Higher Purpose Hidden in Your DNA. St. Benedict's Eyes. It was a perfect autumn morning. The golden sun was just coming up over the Sibruini Mountains, lightly brushing the hoary frost from the earth's sleepy eyes. One of the nuns let me in through a side gate, and in my halting Italian I asked her the way to the sacred grotto. Kindly and without any words, she led me through a maze of monastic passages and down countless sandal-worn steps, until finally I stood in that most magical of places. For the next 2 hours I lay with my head on the same stone pillow where a humble hermit once spent his life in a daily vigil, waiting and praying for a vision of God. After 3 years, his vision was granted in a thunderbolt flash from the heavens. He emerged from his inner sanctuary and in time founded the greatest and most successful Christian monastic order in history. His name was St. Benedict. I tell this story because as I lay upon that cold stone slab, I too experienced a vision, or at least the reflection of a vision. Suddenly, and without warning, I saw a pair of eyes looking at me. I have no recollection whatsoever of a face around the eyes, but as long as I live, I shall never forget those eyes. They were the eyes of one who has seen the truth, brimming over with the profoundest love and knowing. A single string of familiar words accompanied the vision and rang out like a mantra inside my head. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. These were, I knew, St. Benedict's eyes. Many new things begin with a vision. The thing I have learned about all true visions is that they are not limited to a single event. Once the initial download has occurred, the vision begins its real purpose, to transform you into the heightened frequency of the original experience. This book sprang up around a vision, and it conveys, inasmuch as words can, the core of that vision. The vision I personally received came long before the experience of seeing St. Benedict's eyes. It came to me early in my life, and I have carried it secretly inside me ever since. I might better say that the vision came out of me rather than to me, because as the book will testify, our destinies are written inside our very DNA. Like St. Benedict's vision, my own was a direct experience of the perfection of all creation. I too saw the future in my vision, but I saw it as already having occurred, which gave me the same conviction that I glimpsed in the hermit's eyes. This book, then, affords a view through the universal eye, the eye that has already seen the beauty, wonder, and certainty of the future of humanity. We are entering a new solar age, and, like the sun, the gene keys offer nothing but optimism. What is your higher purpose? You are a living genius. Every human being is born a genius. I am not just saying you have the capacity to be a genius, but that you are one right now. Your higher purpose in life is to share your particular genius with the world. But what is genius? The original root of the word refers to a kind of overseeing spirit or guardian who looks after a person. It also has a clear connection with the word gene, which is one of the reasons it has come to be associated with certain special people with a genetic hereditary gift of intelligence or intellect. Today, when we think of genius, we generally think of it as intellectual prowess, as for example in the case of Einstein. I would like you to understand genius in a new way. To begin with, you don't have to be intellectual to be a genius. Genius describes you living at your zenith. It is you living your life without holding anything back, owning and therefore transcending your fears. To be a genius is to have the courage to live life with an open heart, as a deep romance. As you journey through the gene keys, you will be travelling through all the great human lives. Although their names may not be mentioned directly, you will recognise what it takes to live a great life. A great life does not necessarily mean a famous life. Out of all the people you know, think of a person you truly admire, not for their deeds, but for their character, their patience, their tireless optimism, their courage. Genius can thrive in the most mundane of environments. Your genius simply makes you a truly joyous human being. That is your higher purpose, to be radiant for no reason other than being alive. Your genius can only emerge out of that inner radiance. If it doesn't make you truly joyous, then it isn't your genius. Your genius is the soil, and your higher purpose grows out of that soil, whether it turns out to be a humble herb, a delectable fruit, or a great oak tree. The gene keys are the gardening manual that will guide you through the growing process, but the seed is already there inside you, waiting inside your DNA. You may also notice from the name of this book that the process of living your higher purpose has much to do with the notion of keys and locks. This is because your DNA is an actual code, and that code can only be unlocked when you have the right keys. We will learn more about how this works later on, but for now, it is important to realize that you have in your hands a code book whose sole purpose is to guide you into the field of your own genius. The universal keys are in your hands, but only you can discover the right keys and the correct order in which they fit your specific genetic code. It is a wonderful puzzle for each of us, and only our hearts can show us the way. The process of unlocking your higher purpose is one of turning the authority of your mind over to your heart. This alone will transform your life. A voyage of letting go. The gene keys are presented to you as a voyage that will change your life forever. For me, the writing of this book has been an act of inner dedication and transformation. The transmission contained in each of the 64 gene keys has unlocked a new interpretation of my own genetic code at a cellular level, which has revealed my true higher purpose to me. Greater possibilities have awakened inside me, and a new and higher frequency continues to draw me out and beyond the negative patterns that we all carry through life. This has not always been easy. Much of the language and understanding of the gene keys is rooted in our unconscious fears. As you will discover for yourself, such fears are so tightly woven into your DNA that it takes real courage to confront them directly. However, fear is the raw material of the higher states, and it must be passed through. As the first recipient of the gene keys, I have learned a few things that I wish to pass on to you, my fellow intrepid voyagers. The first is that the gene keys represent a living energetic field that exists at all times inside you. They are a wild wisdom rather than a systematic, logical process. This has been personally very challenging for my mind because I have discovered that there is no set pathway through your inner being. You have to work out these teachings for yourself, inside yourself. There is no guru or guide to show you the way. There is no technique unless you invent your own. There are simply gentle pointers which I will continue to share with you throughout this introduction. For me, the gene keys are more about dismantling concepts rather than adding any new ones. At the end of the day, the transformation happens of its own accord, simply because you are ready for it. My personal voyage through the gene keys continues to open up new and daring panoramas within me. Above all, the gene keys have given me inner freedom. At times, I have had to move on from many old systems, teachers, and even friends because their views were neither compatible nor comfortable with such vast inner vistas of freedom. My greatest breakthrough with the Gene Keys took place as I came to write the 55th Gene Key. After returning from the USA, where I had been teaching. This gene key is the activation code for freedom itself, so perhaps I should have been more prepared. However, as this gene key opened up inside me, I was shocked to discover how deep was my terror of true freedom. I now realize that this is one of the greatest of all human fears, especially at this time in history. The fear of freedom. When you hear the 55th gene key, you will have a taste of what is to come for humanity. Indeed, the time we are currently living through is referred to throughout this book as the Great Change. It is a change that is taking place at a molecular level within humanity, and it is also impacting all natural systems and all creatures. Everywhere you look today, at the environment, our political and social structures, the world economy, religion, science and technology, you will see a world preparing itself for a leap in consciousness. Such times are inherently unstable, and a deep collective fear of the coming change is moving like a spectre through our world. It is this fear that the 55th Gene Key directly challenges. As I dove deeper and deeper into this fear and encountered the living transmission field of the 55th Gene Key within me, a vast and unbridled sense of inner freedom swept through my body like a tornado. I touched the simplicity of the freedom that comes when your mind is relieved of control over your life. The fear simply evaporated. Another, far more powerful presence awoke inside my solar plexus and stepped into the driving seat. A new awareness dawned within me, opening its eyes like a newborn baby in my heart. The rush was immense. Released from inside my DNA, light was pouring out of my body, connecting me to every conceivable aspect of the universe. I learned then the greater inner secret of DNA itself. Your DNA is a wormhole. It contains a code that, when activated, opens up to the core of the holographic universe. As such, the DNA molecule is really a transducer of light. The more open the wormhole is, the more light pours through it. Like a torus, it both draws light towards itself and emanates it outward. Eventually, so much light will radiate through you that the wormhole itself collapses. The resulting supernova reveals to you your true universal nature as one with all creation. This is the highest role of the 64 Gene Keys, to illuminate your path towards this final glorious flowering, union with your own divinity. Then perhaps your eyes too will blaze with the fire of pure knowing, deep compassion, and fearless freedom as you emerge triumphant, like St. Benedict, from the cave of your old self. Part 2. The 64 Gene Keys, a book that talks to your DNA. Who, what, and wherever you are, if you are not continually transcending, then you are dying. The third Gene Key. The Age of Synthesis. As the great change gradually dawns within humanity, much that we now take for granted in the world will be transformed. One of the greatest shifts currently taking place in the human sphere is in the role of science. For hundreds of years now, science has been founded upon the left-brain approach of observing nature objectively and making logical assumptions based upon empirical evidence. However, given that the new human being, Homo Sanctus, will no longer operate primarily from mental awareness, a whole new way of seeing the world will emerge. In fact, it will no longer be possible to observe life without being life. To a fixed modern logical mind, this is not an easy thing to understand. A fundamental change is coming to our brain structure, and even today we see its early manifestations. We are entering the age of synthesis. True synthesis can only come about when the left and right hemispheres of the human brain are in balance. This means that a new kind of thinking is emerging in humanity. It is really not thinking at all, but knowing. For example, as you hear the words in this book, there may be insights within it that you simply know to be true, right to the core of your being. This kind of intuitive knowing becomes stronger and more consistent as your life becomes more harmonious. What is occurring is that you are tapping into a fundamental holographic pattern found throughout the universe. The same geometry found in your genes is also found in vast wheeling galaxies. As the great change moves through your DNA, it begins to realign every aspect of your life, bringing you gradually into harmony with these omnipresent universal patterns. The 64 gene keys herald this new approach to truth, since they are the core archetypes found in every conceivable aspect of our universe. The 64-bit matrix is integral to physics, biology, music, geometry, architecture, computer programming, and most fields of human research and endeavor. They form the foundational tetrahedral structure underlying space-time itself. It is therefore no wonder that they continue to be discovered at the core of all natural systems. As we shall see, our very DNA is based on this same 64-fold geometry, making us a holographic microcosm of the entire cosmos. Many of the great ancient civilizations and wisdom traditions, including the Vedic, Egyptian, Mayan, and Chinese, encoded this mathematical structure into their art, cosmology, and science. Wherever we look, from the structure of our cells to the rhythm and movement of the celestial bodies, we see the same fractal patterns, endlessly repeating themselves in ever more unique shapes and forms. The Gene I Ching. One of the best-known systems based on this grid of 64 is the Chinese I Ching, the Book of Changes. This extraordinary system, whose mysterious roots date back thousands of years, is one of the major inspirations for the Gene Keys. Generations of sages and lay people have used the I Ching as an oracular tool to help them make clear decisions in harmony with nature. More than this, however, the I Ching provides an extensive digital map of the energy dynamics within all living systems. This is especially fascinating because of its mathematical similarity to the genetic code. Many scientists, metaphysicians, and mystics have begun to probe this striking relationship between DNA and the I Ching. Without diving into a deep treatise on the subject, here is a simple version of the relationship between the I Ching and the genetic code. Your DNA is made up of two strands of nucleotides, one strand being a perfect reflection of the other. This binary pattern is also the foundation of the yin and yang of the I Ching. Your genetic code is also made up of four bases, which are arranged in groupings of three. Each of these chemical groupings relates to an amino acid and forms what is known as a codon. There are 64 of these codons in your genetic code. Similarly, in the I Ching, there are only four basic permutations of yin and yang, which are also arranged in groups of threes known as trigrams. In the same way that the two strands of your DNA reflect each other, each trigram has a partner. Together, these two symbols create the hexagram, the basis of the I Ching. Just as there are 64 codons in DNA, So there are 64 hexagrams in the I Ching. This precise mathematical correlation between the I Ching and the genetic code allows...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?